What does God need from you to accomplish His work in and through your life today? What does God need from you to accomplish His work in and through your life today? I took this picture on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee, in Capernaum, the region where Jesus lived and did the majority of His ministry. It was such a personal and meaningful experience. I thought I would share it with you today, along with this week's devotional question. What does God need from you to accomplish His work in and through your life today? He didn't know what to think when Jesus showed up at work that day, but Jesus had a problem. Crowds were pressing in all around Him, desperate and hurting. The sick, the blind, the lame, the deaf, and brokenhearted were all coming from miles away. They had heard the rumors of a teacher who was healing everyone who came to Him. Hopeful for a change in their lives, a miracle, they wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. Simon Peter didn't work with crowds. He worked with fish. He and his brother Andrew were commercial fishermen who made their living on the water. Their office was on a boat where they would throw out their nets, sometimes all night, in hopes of catching a good amount of fish to sell at the market. Simon Peter knew of Jesus. He had been introduced to Him. In fact, Jesus had recently healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of a fever, a healing so miraculous that she immediately got up and started serving them. When Jesus showed up on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, where Simon Peter and his brother and their partners were washing their nets, He found Himself needing a solution for the crowds that were pressing in all around Him. What did He do? We're going to talk more about this in today's episode, but let me first welcome our new listeners to the podcast. I'm Yancey Valdez. Welcome to the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. You know how every morning there are people waking up discouraged and often overburdened with fear, worry, stress, self-doubt, and frustration about where their life is at and where it's headed? The good news is God can change all that. God knows how to turn things around when life has gone sideways. For with God, all things are possible. This is why we're passionate about helping people deepen their faith in God so that they can win the battle over their discouragement and experience a renewal in their lives they never thought possible. If you like this message of hope we're trying to share with others and would like to support the work we're doing, you can certainly do that by hitting the like button and subscribing to this podcast. You'll get bonus episodes we have specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. You can also support us by leaving a kind word or review in the comments section, or by sharing this podcast with a friend or loved one who may need an encouraging word today. So now let's pick it up where we left off. When Jesus showed up on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, where Simon Peter and his brother and their partners were washing their nets, He found Himself needing a solution for the crowds that were pressing in all around Him. What did He do? Luke chapter 5, verse 3 says this: Then Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, and asked him to put it out a little from the land. And He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. This portion of Scripture doesn't tell us Simon Peter hesitated. On the contrary, it looks like Simon Peter willingly gave Jesus use of what he used to run his business, his fishing vessel. Then he pushed it out on the water in order for Jesus to minister more effectively to the multitudes who were desperate to hear what He had to say. What's even more noteworthy is that it doesn't look like Simon Peter gave Jesus use of his fishing vessel in order to get something back. Jesus didn't really ask permission, but took the initiative to get in Simon Peter's boat and then only asked him to put the boat out a little from the shore. Simon Peter's fishing vessel was of no use to him at the time. He and his fishing partners just got back from an all-night business/fishing trip in which they caught absolutely nothing in return for their time and energy out on the water. Washing out their nets, maybe Simon Peter thought loaning out his boat to Jesus would be a friendly gesture, a good deed, in return for the good Jesus did for his family when he healed his mother-in-law. Whatever the reason, it's important to recognize that Simon Peter didn't refuse to give Jesus what he needed to minister to the people in his life. Whether it be opening his home for Jesus to minister to his mother-in-law, or loaning his boat to Jesus to minister to the people in his community and the surrounding regions, Simon Peter gave Jesus what he needed to accomplish his work in and through his life. We don't know the result of Jesus' ministry while using Simon Peter's boat, But what we do know is that Peter had no idea what the Lord was about to do next. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 5 says this. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon Peter answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." It had been a long night. Simon Peter and his partners were tired from fishing into the wee hours of the night until morning, and they caught nothing to show for it. But there was something different about what Jesus taught in the synagogues and ministered to the people and ministered to the crowds. Unlike the other religious leaders, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 22, that Jesus spoke with real authority. The Lord's words to Simon Peter went against everything he knew as a professional fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. He knew those waters and the places where the fish would usually gather for him and his partners to catch. Yet he couldn't say no to what Jesus was asking him to do. So Simon Peter went ahead and did what Jesus told him to do. Luke chapter 5, verses 6 to 7 says this. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. It was a blessing from the Lord beyond anything Simon Peter had ever seen in his life. The thing about this blessing, however, is that Jesus didn't bless Simon Peter by giving him a boatload of fish. Jesus blessed Simon Peter by telling him what he needed to do to catch a boatload of fish. This blessing wasn't a handout to Simon Peter. Jesus simply told him what to do. Then Simon Peter had to actually apply the words the Lord gave him in order to see God's blessing manifested in his professional life. And it was an amazing sight. Luke chapter 5, verses 8 to 11 says this. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. So awestruck by what transpired before their very eyes, Simon Peter, along with his partners, left their catch and their boats all behind to follow Jesus. It was a life and vocational changing event that all began with the simple act of giving Jesus what he needed to accomplish his work that day on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. By giving Jesus the use of his fishing vessel, Simon Peter was able to help Jesus create a sacred space for people to come and let God breathe new life and bring renewal in their lives through faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ. It was a blessing for the people of his community and the regions beyond that overflowed into his own life and vocation. It reminds me of the Old Testament story when the Israelites lost the Ark of the Covenant in a battle with the Philistines. The Ark of the Covenant housed the original Ten Commandments carved on stone tablets that Moses brought down from Mount Sinai. It was the symbol of God's power for the Israelite nation. When the Israelite army lost the Ark of the Covenant, it eventually ended up in the home and under the care of a man named Obed-Edom for 3 months. And for those 3 months, the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel 6:11 that the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. When Simon Peter gave Jesus use of his fishing vessel to minister to the crowds that were pressing in all around him, it was like he did for Jesus what Obed-Edom did for the Ark of the Covenant, and God blessed him for it. Let me encourage you today. Ask yourself, what does God need from you to accomplish his work in and through your life today? Whatever that may be, don't ever do it because you want to make God feel like he owes you something. That's being manipulative. A kind of religion that is man-made and likened to witchcraft. Rather, ask God for the grace to hear him knocking on the door of your heart and to let him in, for the grace to give God whatever he needs and to trust in his leading for your life. He may give you something that's going to stretch you, a plan, an opportunity, a door you may have to take a step of faith to walk through. It may go against conventional thinking, the status quo, and everything you know from your years of experience. But if you can learn to trust the Lord's leading for your life, you can trust He won't do a halfway job. He will finish whatever He starts. In fact, in the words of the Apostle Paul to the church in Philippi, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says this, "I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns." Let me pray for you today. Almighty God, You are the God who doesn't do things halfway. Whatever You start, You are faithful to complete it. Lord, grant to us this day the grace to discern and give You whatever You need from us to accomplish Your work in and through our lives. Help us to remain humble, teachable, and receptive to Your word and Your leading. When You give us something that may stretch us, Lord, increase our faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We could not do what we are doing right now without the friendship and generous support of our listeners and prayer partners. In the short amount of time we've been doing this, our message of hope has reached people in 23 different countries on 4 continents across the globe. Your friendship and support is what's making it all possible to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people all over the world. Again, thank you so much. If you liked what you heard today, along with the message of hope we're trying to share with others, and would like to help us continue to provide great content, hope, and encouragement for listeners everywhere, please visit us at deepenyourfaithrenewyourlife.com to get more information about our podcast, episodes, and ways to support it. Consider also supporting this podcast with a monthly subscription through our Buzzsprout link attached to this podcast episode. You'll get bonus episodes we have specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. You can also support us with ratings, kind words, and by sharing this podcast with friends and loved ones who may need an encouraging word today. Thanks again for your friendship and support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.